would like to welcome Brian. Hello, another Brian.
Yeah, hi there, Rob. You all right?
Yeah, good. Now, you're normally to be actually heard on Uplift Radio.
Yeah.
And I gather Uplift Radio is actually moving to Ireland and also to Daniel Donner's old hotel or something?
Well, not quite. Don Treader, who's the main man at Uplift Radio, is relocating him and his family. He stayed in Daniel O'Donnell's old hotel and enjoyed the holiday so much that they bought a house just close by and relocating there. So we have a change, so to speak, but we will still manage to broadcast our music and our chat, etc., to the 120 countries that already listen in.
Yeah. It's amazing how many countries do listen in.
Yeah.
I know we've been listened into by Russia and Poland and other places in the middle of the Pacific. It's quite amazing.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, we're exactly the same. I have a show that is mainly Scots and Irish traditional, along with a lot of Americana and folk music, and it's just amazing the feedback you get from the likes of Estonia and mid-European countries. It's just fantastic.
Fantastic. Right, but we're not talking about that. We're actually talking about the work of St. Columba's Church.
That's right, yeah.
The fundraising that goes on with it. Are you part of the committee for the church?
Yeah, I'm actually session clerk at the church here and also part of the finance team, which reports to the congregational board and tries to administer and look after the finances of the church and allocate monies appropriately.
Well, we heard quite an in-depth description of how monies in a church actually spent, and you probably wouldn't think about it, how there are things that you have to send to the Church of Scotland to make sure that all the salaries and the pensions are paid.
That's right.
But also for the upkeep of the buildings and hidden things you wouldn't actually notice.
Well, that's right. There's so much money has to go out of the church that really it's a job for churches to balance the books of getting monies in the first place. And unfortunately for a lot of churches, that is a big problem because the money just isn't coming in so much as it used to, with the numbers dwindling of attending churches. We are reasonably fortunate in this church that we have quite a active and big role of people, members, and the money's coming in, although still dwindling, are still able to cover our costs. As you say, there are absolutely hundreds of items, just like being at home, maintaining all the things that needs to be maintained. But unlike home, where you can put it off for a month or a year or two, they have to be kept bang up to date and in line with Church of Scotland procedure at the main headquarters.
Not only that, but safety procedures and everything else, being as this is a public building.
That's right. So risk assessments and all that sort of things has to be in place and just health and safety.
Definitely. Now, could you tell us about some of the outreach that you actually do as a church?
Well, outreach, we have quite an active team of people that are part of outreach ministry. The bit that I know more about, I suppose, is the youth and young people that we minister to. We have a children's ministry team, and they look after the six schools in the Bridge of Dawn area, where they perform assemblies as well as meeting with teachers and pupils on other occasions, spreading the gospel just from an early age. One of the main things that is on go at present is a three-year project called the 10 Must Know Bible Stories, which Sue Thompson, our children's leader, has been involved in, started up, and this has been so successful that both council and nationwide throughout Scotland are thinking of progressing that and rolling it out across the country. Sue actually teaches the teachers.
So it's like what they call a CPD session.
Yeah.
I forget what CPD stands for, but I kind of understand
that. Yeah, she informs and teaches the teachers so that when they go out into their normal curriculum, they're involved in the 10 Must Know Bible Stories, so that if it could be something in arithmetic, maths, in English or in science, they can incorporate some of the story into their subject. And all the head teachers and even all the teachers are raving about it. The feedback is incredible and the pupils are thoroughly enjoying it. They get some outdoor activities which involves the part of the story as well. They get a wee bit of filming about it, so and these clips of film have also been shown at church presbytery meetings and actually at the General Assembly as well. So it's been very successful so far.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Brian. Could you give us a view of your view, the church's view of the future? Because the church is going to continue changing. How is it going to change? How do you see the church changing over the next few years?
Well, something will have to change to attract younger people as the congregations get older and pass on. There is a move on at the moment to try and come up with ideas to bring people back to church, or on many instances bring them to the church for the first time. I was at a conference just last week and they're talking about creating church hubs where churches will probably partner or amalgamate with one another and have a group of people that runs the whole church or churches with a main leader at the hub, but with a whole team of other mission people and helpers of some sort to keep the church going and come up with fairly new ideas of attracting people to the church as well. Now, whether that means going out and have worship in homes, a sort of extension to home groups, something like that. So that's in the early stages at the moment, but it's something that we have to try and roll out and push forward in the next few years. Yeah,
it'll be interesting to see how that progresses.
Yeah,
Brian, for the moment, can I thank you for coming on?
Okay.
And I wish you and indeed St. Columbus Church all the very best for the future.
Yeah, thanks very much for the work that you do, Rob, and promoting all these things, and wish Gospel for Grampian all the best as well.
Thank you.